siyabona ukuthi ama-majors esasikhuluma ngawo ayekhulunywa ngu-VP wethu uBithi ukuthi ama-austerity majors asetshenziswa yizano akasebenzi ngoba intabazi ama-indicators abawasebenzisayo are politically wrong in the first place. So akathesi sesibona iZimbabwe bond isiwa like what is going on kathesi intengo sezihamba phezulu and the value of it has gone bad.
Mnumzana Masikati uyazizwela lapha kuthiwa umnotho uyadilika ngoba inhlelo zebandla lenu elezanu PF kazisebenzi.
Mina ngakusho ukuthi when it comes to into yemkhonomi sengikufuna ukuthi abantu babonisane babambisane bahlale phansi endawonye bahambe ibambisele indlela. But what we've realized in 2013 past is that people are not going in the same direction. Maybe the social, maybe the social, yet we are trying to build the nation. So that is the main thing that is the favor for us in Zimbabwe. We are always in political mood. It's the good to see political mood after election to get into any of the activities. So I think we've got a class of that.
Uhulumende Moringai uthi wenza konke akwenelisayo ukulungisisa umnotho. Siyimbone njalo kuviki edluleyo susa ijuti kwezinye izinto ikakhulu ezimqoka uZulu angazithenga kwamanye amazwe. Awuboni kuphathisa yini lokho?
Hayi, iphesiphayo izinto ezinjalo is like awukwanisi ukufaka ibandage ezilondeni esingathiwa si-deep. Ama-measures akumele afakwe yizanu government ngoba yibo abakhokhelayo kathesi. Bekumele kube transparency in accountability. First sabona nge-gold mafia leyana ukuthi ama-precious minerals wonke elizwe lonke aya kuphi and athengiswa njani and how much in quantity and where malini. So that's an example in one area. Singahamba in another area enjenge tourism. Kubuya malini and kuphuma malini and how much is being retained in Zimbabwe. So singafaka wona lawo two examples ukuthi ku-tourism asikwazi ukuthi i-accountability kume njani. And then sihambe ku-gold mafia layo yasichasisela yabeke egcekeni ukuthi hayi kule something engahambi kuhle in terms of governance ngebandla leZANU-P F.
Naso mnumzana Masikati kuthiwa udaba lwenkohlakalo i-corruption yiyo kakhulu ebulala umnotho. Ivelela ngakuhulumende webandla lakho uyamuza ukhuluma ngendaba eke yahlupha elokhu eyihlupha e-gold mafia.
One thing with my brother is most political because the government is the people. And if you say ZANU-PF is corrupt, ZANU-PF is not a vehicle for corruption. Because a lot of individuals within the country are partaking in corruption. Let's talk about the local authorities that run our towns and cities where the MTC is dominant. Corruption is rife. We cannot talk about the gold mafia when it comes to economic examples. Because the world is being run by our mafias. We can talk about the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico running the economy in Northern America. It's worth $1.2 billion. And we're talking about equal to mafia. And one thing that maybe my brothers from the opposition are missing is when we won an election at ZANU-PF, we moved away from politics and focused on mission development. Yet when they are still stuck on the political front. So it's as far as can be seen one nation with one goal driving to build a nation.
Nanso Moringai uyamuza uMasikati uthi inkohlakalo ibuzwa kini njengabantu be-Triple C. Umzwile khuluma ngamakhansili eliwakhokhelayo.
Into eqakathekile kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi how i-administration of our city councils ukuthi ahamba njani. I-city council ukuthi ize ithole izimali ezibheywayo ngama-taxpayers is a government run by ZANU-PF. There are 7 offices before it goes to the mayor and the city council board ukuthi bafake izimali ezihambe zivela vele kuzinawa water rates, ama-taxes abhadalwayo. They come through the Ministry of Local Government yona ehedwa ngu-Minister July Moyo Minister July Moyo represents ZANU-PF. So yena ngokwakhe singathi ngugodfather odistributa izimali zona lezi ezihamba kuma council.
Mnumzana Masikati nxa sikhangela isimo somnotho sibi kakhulu abantu abaningi bayahlupheka. Galiboni lokho kuliphazamisa yini kukhetho njengoba sokusele inyanga ezimbalwa nje?
Economic situation is bad, yes, but the Zimbabweans are not suffering compared to other countries worldwide, even in Africa.